Okay, good evening. Okay, happy Hanukkah. So the source sheet here begins with this page. Yes, okay, so we are Simen Tesvav. We are moving right along here with regards to figuring out which rooms are chayiv in a mezuzah. So there is a halacha here in Tesvav. So if you see the tour says v'chasav od, referring to the Rambam. That right was last week we finished with the Rambam saying that if there's no roof over it, so then it doesn't require mezuzah. So the Rambam also says over there she'ein habayis chayv in mezuzah elim kein hamid lo delasos, that you're not going to be chayv in mezuzah unless you also put up delasos, unless there is a actual door. Okay, so that is the Shitas HaRambam. Lefichach tzarech, continuing in the tour, lefichach tzarech lahamid hadolasos kodem shikvena, shikvena. Therefore, you should put up the doors before you put up the mezuzah. What is he concerned for there? Right. So his concern is what we spoke about last week, because the Pischei Tshuva brought it up, the issue of tasev lo min ha'asoy, that you, in order to do a maisa mitzvah, the situation has to already exist for you to be chayiv in the mezuzah, for you to be chayiv in the mitzvah. To just set it up such that, especially when there's a mitzvah asiyah, there's a mitzvah to do something. So if you put up a door frame and there's no house yet, and you put up a mezuzah on the door frame and then build the rest of the house, so then that's going to be a problem of tasev lo min ha'asoy. That's going to be a problem of causing the mitzvah to exist before you actually am able to do the mitzvah. So that would be a problem. So the Rosh adds in, she'ein chayv, he says, v'lo nihira l'avi harash, she'ein chayv mezuzah toli bedlasos. And the Rosh says, no, it's not true, the whole thing is not true, the obligation of mezuzah is not toli, is not based on whether there is an actual door or not. Okay, so this is a famous Shitas HaRambam. I don't think there are any other Rishonim that hold this way. Right, so where is he coming from? So if you take a look here in the Beis Yosef, at Tesvav, right, the bottom of the first page we had, so the Beis Yosef there says, Garcina Perika Komates Reish Galusa Bana Besa, Armalei Rav Nachman Kavli Mezuzta. So he said to the Reish Galusa built a house, he hired Rav Nachman, the mezuzah doctor, Kavali Mezuzta, put up a mezuzah for me. So Armalei Tali Dashe Beresha. So he responded by saying that, what is Tali Dashi Beresha? So what does that mean? So Rashi Perish Tali Dashi Beresha, meaning Hamid Hasifin Bivinyan Tchila V'yachar Kach Akva Bahem HaMezuzah. So Rav Nachman responded by saying, I can't put up the mezuzah yet. You got to put up the Sifim. What are the Sifim? So I think we translate Sifim normally as posts. At least that's what I have written in there. Posts. V'achar Kach, and then put the mezuzah up. The Kavana Tchila HaMezuzah B'sifin v'hadar ha'sifin. Because if you put up the mezuzah first, and then you put up the doorposts, b'vinyan, havalei asoy ha'mezuzah kodem shetavo lidei mitzvah. So then you have done you put up the mezuzah before the mitzvah, before you are chayiv in the mitzvah. So
putting up the mezuzahs, if there's no doorposts.
Yes. Yeah, so how are you doing that? So it could be that it's an unfinished property. I mean, you can have a doorway without a door frame, and maybe he's putting it on the doorway before the door frame goes up. That would be the way that, I mean, the Rambam says, no, I'll tell you what he meant by that. He meant that you have to put the door itself up, right? But that's not the way Rashi understands it.
At least the Gemara says you have to put something up.
Right. But what else would it be? So it sounds like what they're saying is you got to put up you got to at least finish the door before you can put it up, as opposed to putting it like sort of on the wall and then putting a door frame around it. So Vatosos Varush Pershu, right? So to skip that Bedek Abayis, but the Tosos and the Rush, they explain the high base of the Bana Rishu. What are we talking about? So Havalei Pischa Mibei Gavrei Levei Nashi. He said, what are we talking about? And they're talking about a doorway between the men's section and the women's section. Umishem Hekir Tzirka Amar Tali Dasha Beresha. So, and he was trying to figure out, based on Hekir Tzir, that the door should be put up first. Meaning the Rambam, it wasn't talking about whether even a tasa v'lumina aso yeshu at all. Right? The Rush suggests that what they built here was a door between two rooms. So now whenever you have a door between two indoor rooms, you have a question of, well, which side do you put the mezuzah on? So we have not really gotten into that question yet, a few tangents, but we haven't gotten into that question yet. But the Rush says that this is what Rav Nachman was saying. Rav Nachman wasn't saying you could put up a mezuzah or not put up a mezuzah. The question simply was, well, you need to put up a door first, because by the direction of the door, that way I'll know which side to put the mezuzah on. Right, so that's why he was saying I couldn't do it yet because you had not yet made any type of declaration as to which way the mezuzah should be going. Okay.
Is that because you put it on the side with the door going in, or what difference make? How do you know which way the door is
going
to go?
So right, so well, the Gemara gives one. Gemara, other than from an outdoor space to an indoor space, the Gemara really only gives one. Way of deciphering which direction the mezuzah should go, and that the Gemara calls Heker Tzir. Heker Tzir is the way of the joints, the way of the, not the joints, the, what do you call it, on the door?
The hinges,
right. The way that the hinge turns, I mean, whichever way the door turns into, so that's going to decide. Right, so Ashkenazim generally assume that that's the final tiebreaker. I mean, there's all sorts of, work it out is that there's five levels of figuring out which door is which. The bottom one is, the last one is, which way the Heker Tzir goes, which direction the door goes. Chabad people have a different tradition, but we'll talk about that much more later on. So that's all he was saying. It wasn't about whether the door was finished or not finished, whether it needs to be a door or not a door. The Russian Tosos just say that Rav Nachman said, I can't put the mezuzah up yet because you haven't made a declaration as to which direction it should go. Then he says, "M'chassav Rashi al Divrei HaRambam." And then, with regards to the Rambam, now right, the basis didn't actually quote the Rambam; he was just quoting from the Torah. But the Rambam says, "Right, lo yadana mi nole shema hayim mefari." He says, "I don't know where the Rambam got this from." Right, that the Rambam said that there actually has to be a physical door for an actual door that closes in order to be chayiv in mezuzah. He says, "I don't know where he got this from." So shema hayim mefarish had the amar leRav Nachman leReish Galusa teli dasha bereisha lo marsh ina bayis chayiv in mezuzah actually yamod lo delaso. He says, maybe that's the way that he interpreted Rav Nachman's statement, meaning maybe the Rambam understood Rav Nachman as saying that I can't put up the mezuzah until you actually put a door up. Volishe Tamuda lo mashmalach. He says, I don't think that's what the Gemara means. The Heker Tzir Maisi Leke Depreciates Adkan Lashon Vegam Harayvid Hesig Alafkin. The Rayvid also asks that question. So when I always find it interesting. So that's the question. So the Rambam has has this recording. Truth is, you could go down in the source. I think page 3 is the. So page 3, I gave you the Rambam here. So the Rambam is on the right side, I think Halacha Dalet. Halacha Hey. Right? So Halacha Hey in the Rambam is, Bayis She'ein Lo Tikra Pater Mina Mezuzah Haya Miktsasu Mekoro Miktsasu In Mekora. Yeah, right, that was what we learned last week. A house that doesn't have a ceiling is going to be Pater. Kari Kenegat HaPesach Shuchai Mezuzah Uma Midin Hadlasos. And put up the door, va'achar kach koven ha-mezuzah. And then you should put up the mezuzah. Now, the truth is, from that statement in the Rambam, it's not so clear. I mean, you couldn't read that Rambam as saying that you shouldn't put the mezuzah until it's done. But just because you're not going to put a door up doesn't mean that maybe it's done before you put the door up. But earlier on, if you look at Halacha Aleph, there the Rambam says that there is 10 conditions that for a house that require that, and then you'd be mechuyev to put a mezuzah up. And if you don't have one of those 10 conditions, you're going to be pater. And that's where he gives you 4x4 amos and what do you got? Or Yosef Ishiya lo shtei mezuzah, has to be two doorposts, v'yelo mashko, v'tiyelo tikra, v'yelo dlasos. And there he says it needs to be a door, right? So there, this Rambam clearly assumes that for you to be chayiv in mezuzah, you require a door. And the assumption is that the Rambam would tell you that if it doesn't have a door, you are putter in mezuzah. I mean, you do not have to put a doorway up. So all these spaces that people have between their living room and their dining room, where they have like an archway there, the Rambam says, you don't need a mezuzah there, right? There's no actual door. You're not going to be chayiv in a mezuzah. Now, the of course, the question then is, okay, where did the Rambam get this from, right? So the Rush just gave his suggestion. The Rush said, maybe it's based on this Gemara, about Rav Nachman's response was to the Reish Galusa. You know, of course, there's the famous joke that they say in yeshivas about Rav Chaim goes to the yeshiva Shamala and they ask Rav Chaim, okay, you know, we'll introduce you to the Rambam. You devoted your entire life to learning the Rambam, I'll bring you in. You'll get a special audience with him. You just ask him a few questions, and so Rav Chaim says, okay, and he finally meets the Rambam. He says, I got three questions for you. Number one is, you put this in the Yad Chazaka, and there's no makor for it anywhere in the Gemara. He says, and you wrote here that it's kasher and mutter, and over there you wrote that it's aser. He says, and this one, what was the other one? Oh, this you said, you said X, but the Gemara says Y. I mean, you wrote exactly like what doesn't say in the Gemara, right? How do you understand the Rav Chaim? I figured out all of the Rambams, except for these three I don't get. So the Rambam responded, he said, he says, the one where there's no makor, no, there is a makor, it's a medrash that was lost. And that, you say, the Gemara says X, and I wrote Y, my Gemara said Y. It's just there's a misprint in the Gemara now. And with regards to the stira in the Rambam, where one place I wrote X, and the other place I wrote Y, no, I wrote X in both places, but there was a misprint in the Rambam. It got carried over wrong, and therefore it's wrong. To which Rav Chaim, there's different versions, but slaps him in the face or yells at him and says, that's no way to answer a Shver Rambam, right? So, but there are times, and we are fortunate to have one of those examples here, where the Rambam actually was asked one of these questions, right? These questions of the Rambam, and supposedly, by the way, the Rambam writes in one of his letters that his intention was to write either a Peirush in the Gemara or a Peirush as Yad HaChazaka, where he actually tells you where everything is. I mean, you learn the Rambam, you don't know where he necessarily is getting it from. You have to guess. That's what the Kesef Mishnah, the Magen Mishnah, that's what they're doing. But sometimes the Rambam himself was asked, where did you get this from? And this happens to be one of those examples. That the Chachmei Lunil. Now the Lunil, anybody know where Lunil was? Or it still is. Lunil is in Provence, right? So Provence is that space, like quasi-French, sort of France, sort of Spain. I think actually Yitzhak Glassman's father is from that area. He's from southern France. I forget if he's from Lunil or not. But anyways, but that's where the Ravid was from. Now, I don't know if the Ravid was involved with this question, because the Ravid raises an argument against this Rambam. But the Chachmei Lunil asked the Rambam, where did you get this from? So if you look in the Kesef Mishnah on the, right, there's two pages there. So the left side of the first page, about 10 lines up from the bottom, it says, the first word on the line is V'chachmei Lunil. So V'chachmei Lunil Shalul Rabbeinu V'heshiv Lehem, right? They actually asked the Rambam, and he answered them where they got this from. This is the question and the answer. So Mesupak Ladaba Mesha Amar Vishiru La Dulasos Lufimasha Kabalu Hadamrima Perakakomates by he the Amarle Tali Dashi Beresha. They say that we don't know where you got this idea that you need to have an actual door. And what we understood is, when we received the tradition, that it's that Gemara about the Tully Dashi Bereisha, that he got to hang the door first before putting up the mezuzah. But lo nemar elamishum heker tzir, right? That's not talking about putting up a door, right? Our tradition is that has to do with the hinges, the joint, right? Uvishas shebein shtei. And it's a gate between two doors where you could go in both directions. And the only way you'd be able to decipher it is based on the Heker Tzir. So, pray tell Rambam, where did you get this halacha from that you need to physically have a door in order to respond? So the Rambam says, So the Rambam responds, Tshuva, Zesha Marta Mishum Heker Tzir Mitala Habaha, right? That's what it means. V'chi Darshitu Smuchim B'Talmud. a second. Oh, that you say Hecker Tzir, that's because that's what the previous Gemara is. But he says, do we darshan smuchim in the Gemara? Do we say that just because the previous Gemara talks about X, the next Gemara is going to be talking about the same halacha? Hello, teidu she'ikar mitzvah lo tala osa ella. He says, but no, but rather the reason is that the mitzvah is based on a shar. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, al mzos beisecha uvisharecha. Right, so they're asking the Rambam, hey, what Gemara did you pick this up from? To which the Rambam says, Gemara Shmemara, right? It's a pasuk in Chumash, right? Amuzos beisecha uvi sharecha v'chi b'shnei menacha mekomos manichin es al hamezuzah v'al hashar. Right, the two places where you place a mezuzah, right, v'yana mezuzah and a shar. Elakach amar amuzos beisecha v'al mezuzos shkol sharecha. Right, it will be on the door, the mezuzahs of your house and the mezuzahs of your gates. And that's what Chazal says, Echad shari batim ve'echad shari medinos, v'lo amru echad pischei batim, shekol pesach she'ein d'lasos pesach mikri. He says, because it has to be on the mezuzos of your house, the mezuzos of your cities, the mezuzos of your country, and a open doorway is not a mezuzah, that is a pesach. And the Gemara never said you have to put a mezuzah on a pesach. So that's what the Rambam said, right? Amazos she'ein lanu d'lasos pesach mikri, right? A opening without a door is called a pesach. Shar lo mikri, it's not called a shar. V'chein mochiach, and then he brings a proof to this idea from Maseches Eruvin. Okay, so that is the Shitas HaRambam, that unless there is an actual door, you're not going to be chayiv in a mezuzah. So if you take a look back in the Beis Yosef, back up a page in the sources, page 2, so on the bottom of the Beis Yosef, in this section, he just says, U'l'inyan halacha afal pishanir in divrei HaRambam, even though the Rambam seems to make sense, right? He gave his own pshat in the answer to the Chachma Yulil, Kimish Rashi, Tosus, Rush, and Raivid, Hulkin, Alav, all of them disagree with him, Vehim l'chumra, Hachinatina. And they're all on the Machmir side, so we're going to paskin like them, meaning Safik Doraisa L'chumra. Therefore, we're going to put up a mezuzah. So, based on our rules of the Shulchan Aruch, so how are we going to, what's the Shulchan Aruch going to say? Could perhaps predict it already. Not the Shulchan Aruch himself, but just how he says it. So, if you go to the next line, Tesvav, right, which is the next page. Right, halacha tezvav, right, habayis afal pi she'ein lo dlasos chayv mezuzah, right, a house, even though there are no doors, you're chayv mezuzah, v'yesh misha omer shepoter, and there are those who say pater, right, so that's what the Shulchan Aruch, at least in, by design, is, he paskins like the majority of 2 out of 3, and, but when the Rambam is the odd man out, he'll quote the Rambam as yesh misha omer, so that's what he just did here, right, the halacha is it's what we call a stam v'yesh, a simple halacha followed by and there are those who say the other way. I mean, the Rambam holds the other way, but Meikar Din, he's going to paskin that you should have a mezuzah there. Now, he would actually probably say with a bracha. I was curious if looking like Ravad Yosef, if he would say to make a bracha on it or not.
Put it up without a bracha.
What?
I
understand that is the halacha, but that's not what the Shulchan Aruch says, right? The Shulchan Aruch says it's chayv and mezuzah, and there are those that exempt it. The idea of not doing with a bracha based on those, because we have this suffix here. So in the Shulchan Aruch's world, if you would ask Rav Yosef Karo, I think Rav Yosef Karo would tell you to make a bracha. Because Rav Yosef Karo says, listen, I have my formula. My formula is that generally we'll hold like the Rambam, I hold like the majority, and the Rambam here is in the minority, so we're going to pass like the majority, and I don't have a suffix about it. I don't have a question about it anymore. And therefore, he would say to make it with a bracha, which is why I'm curious maybe what Sfardim would paskin. But Ashkenazim, the Ramah doesn't argue here, but the Shach does. Right, so the Shach in Chaf Hey, so the Shach says Vim Kava Kodam Tlias Hadeles, right, Lo Yatsi Dechovas. He says, first of all, right, the Shach reinvokes the way the Rush understands the Gemara, that if you put up the mezuzah before you put up the door, you are not Yotzei Dechovaso, Kishinosin Hadeles Achar Kach, Davitasev Lominasi, when you put the door up afterwards. Ad kan lishono ituri zahav, which I think is the levush. V'letzas yedei shnehem, but what I think to be yotzei both opinions, yitle ba hadeles miyad v'yikvena. You should put up the door right away and put it up. V'im iivshar litlosa miyad yikvena below bracha. Then, if you can't put up the door right away, you could put it up without a bracha. I mean, if you're in a house and you plan to put a door up, And you just haven't put the door up yet, so should you hold off on putting up the mezuzah? So the Iturei Zav, right, the Levush, he says, wait. He says, no, no, if there is going to be a door then, so then you've established it as being that kind of doorway, so therefore you're not going to be chayv in mezuzah until the door is up. Well, the Shach says, no, 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 I don't think so. You should put it up without a bracha beforehand, and then below bracha, o yivar, or make a bracha gamal on another one, v'hei daiso gamal zu, v'cheshe yitla ba hadeles, yitlena, v'yachzor, v'ikvena, below bracha. Then when you finally get your door in, so then you can take it down and put it up again and put it up without a bracha. O yivarech al acheres v'hei daito gam azu uvazeh yotzei gam lukum. That way you'll be yotzei according to everybody. So the Shach doesn't actually say it explicitly with regards to a doorway that will never have a door on it, but that's it's implied from what the Shach says, that he would say to put it up without a bracha because of the shita of the Rambam. And then there's just a little bit of a suffix left of if you at right now do not have a door, but you plan on having a door, so maybe then you should wait. But the Shach says even in that case, you should put it up without a bracha originally, and then when you put up the door later, you could reattach it. But once again, without a bracha at that time. Okay, so that is the Rambam about the lack of door.
If you didn't make the bracha the first time, when you put up the door, then you'll say all the... And should you make a bracha the second time when you're actually putting it up?
Right. So very good. So Rabbi Akiva Eger asks that question. Hold on. Right on the bottom of the page. But just to preface that a little bit, so he would say, right now I think the Havamina is no, because probably you had a mezuzah, you had your mezuzah up. I mean, according to the Rush would say, I don't care whether there's a door there or whether there's not a door there. So you put the mezuzah up before, so nothing has changed right now, right? So therefore, the Rush would say you can't make a bracha at that point, right? You can't make it because you've already been yotze your mitzvah in the interim. Now, Rabbi Akiva Eger says, hold on a second. He says, how's this working exactly, right? Well, what's the recommendation that the Shach seems to be making? He's saying, when you put up the door, you're going to take the mezuzah down and put it back up. Why are you doing that? Right? Why are you taking it down and putting it back up? So my answer would be, well, you need to put the door up, right? Maybe it's just a technical reason. I mean, you can't. You have your case here. You're putting the door up. You got to take the mezuzah down in order to put it up. But the Rabbi Akiva Eger says maybe there's more going on here. He says Rabbi Akiva Eger on this page in the Shulchan Aruch, right below the Shach. Excuse me. It says Chidushi Rabbi Akiva Eger. And there he says, V'yachzor v'yikvena below bracha, right halfway down. It says V'yachzor. So he says, Yesh la'ayin ma'yikvena below bracha. He says, why are you putting it up without a bracha? Da'af la'osa shita, even if you assume, the mitchila haisa gamkin chayeves, that you've been chayev the entire time, meaning even if you're in Rush land, you're in Tosfos land, and you've had to have a mezuzah up the whole time, so, mikol makom nira, kevan shenatla, as soon as you take it down, right? You're taking it down now to put the door up, im yachzur v'yikvena, and now you're putting it back up, so make a bracha. Tzarech levarich. Right? You should make a bracha at that point. So zula shenemar tekevonas hashach l'shitas haposkin ba'orachayim. He says, so it must be that the shach is assuming, like those shitos in orachayim, simen hey. What's going on in orachayim simen hey that he would be invoking here? So what's simen hey in hilchos in orachayim? Right, that's Hilchos Tzitzis. He says, "What's the example there?" The Pashat Talis Aara Lachzor Veloshu Miyad Im Tzarech Levarich Olo Ayin Sham. He says, "What happens if your talis falls off in the middle of davening, and now you put it up right away again? Are you mechuyev in a bracha at that point?" So, how do we paskin there? So we paskin no, assuming that. That our minhag is not to make a bracha in those circumstances. So shuth in Shulchan Aruch, I'm not sure exactly what. Look up again what it says actually to do in Shulchan Aruch. One second. Well, I mean, our assumption today is that you have in that as it's coming off, you realize it's coming off, and you realize, oh, I'm going to get it and put it right back on. Actually, Simon Hay in Shulchan Aruch is just. One halacha. No, I'm sorry. I think there must be a misprint here. Because it's not there. It's not Simon Hay. It's a little bit later on. About the bra. Oh, here we go. The halacha is in Simen Ches Sif Tesvav im nafla taliso shelo b'mischavin v'chozer u'misatif. If your talis falls off without kavana and now you want to put it back on, you need to make another bracha. V'usha nafla kula. That's if it entirely falls off. V'alim lo nafla kula avli shenafla ruba eino tzarech levarich. But if you if it fell off, it didn't entirely fall off, even though most of it did, you're not going to have to make a bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah adds in though that if at the time of it falling off, you had in mind that it's falling off and let me put it on, which is normally what happens with talisim. It doesn't just all of a sudden blow off without you realizing it, right? So then you would not make another bracha because you had in mind the entire time to put it on again without a bracha. In fact, he adds in, he says, and even if you, I think you go to the bathroom, you would not make another bracha because that's not considered to be hesach hadas. So back over here with Rabbi Kiva Eger, where your talis falls off, lo shem miyadim tzarech levarech lo ayin sham, v'haynu al korchach kiven she daita lachsor v'levosho, because you had in mind to put it on up again, to wear it again, havikiyu lo pashach, as if you didn't come off. So im kein la osashita, according to that, efshad duhu adin b'mezuzos, im nafla a'ara, if it falls on the ground, Inafla, what is adaita? I can't read it. Adaita, okay, adaita, right? So when it comes off, adaita lachsor v'likvom miyat to put up right away. Have below, have kolo natlav ein tzarich levarich. Right, it's as if it didn't come off at all, and therefore you wouldn't have to make a bracha. Right, so Rekiv Eger says you take it down in order to put the door up. Then you put the mezuzah right up again afterwards. Ask Rabbi Kiva Eger, hey, wait a second, why are you putting it up without a bracha? Right, you took it down, you're putting it up. When you put it up, it should make a bracha. So it says Rabbi Kiva Eger, no, if you took it down having das to put it up again right away, so then you would not make a bracha in that case. Right, so that, of course, then leads to the question of checking, right? When you take your mezuzahs in order to check them, so do you make a bracha when you put them back up? So if one had kavana the entire time, and you take it down, you open it up. Well, there's a siman about checking mezuzahs later on. But if you take it down, you read it, and then you put it back up again, so it sounds like you would not make another bracha because you're taking it down, you're reading it, and putting it right back up. You're not having any hesach hadas. But if you take it down for a while, right? You call whatever the rabbi over, and he takes all your mezuzahs down, and he takes them away, and then brings them back a day or two later. So then, when they would go back up, so then at that point you would make a bracha when you put them back up. The assumption is if there's a night in between, you would make a bracha, otherwise it's considered as if you did not have hesach hadas. That seems to be the standard psak. Yes?
I would assume that, first of all, so if you found a mistake, you probably would make a bracha, right? Even if it was right away.
You mean if you put up another mezuzah?
New mezuzah.
So if you put up a new mezuzah.
The old one had a mistake, so you weren't yotzi, who knows? Anyway, that's one question.
So probably, yeah, it depends. I would say it depends what kind of mistake. Not all mistakes are created equal. If there's a real psul, meaning you found the real psul, then, right, l'chora, you would make a bracha when you put it up. When you put up a new one. But it wasn't necessarily a psul one, meaning when I go, I offer, and I don't think it's really required l'halacha. But sometimes people are a little nervous. If I take mezuzahs away for 2 days, I give them a spare in the interim. So do you make a bracha when you put the spare up? So no, I don't think that that's the minhag. So, and then when I go back and put the other ones later, so then I would not make a bracha on the door that I put the spare on. You put the spare on the front door, so then the bracha on the mezuzahs should maybe be made on a different door where you didn't have the spare the entire time. Of course, the whole thing of just putting one on the front door is kind of a meaningless thing anyways, but, you know, whatever. It makes people feel better.
Yeah, what Rabbi Akiva was saying about the talis, I think, the way I read it is, he says, the pashat talis adata lachzo. He's bringing a case where he took off the talis and his intention to put it back on. Not the case where it fell off on it.
Okay, I mean, that's even a stronger case. I mean, the chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah is even if it falls off, as long as you have das while it's falling off, that I'm going to put it back on, so you're not going to be chayv. Another you wouldn't make another bracha.
If you had in mind to put it back on, you wouldn't be chayv.
What?
If you had in mind to put it back on right away, you wouldn't be chayv to make another bracha.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Okay. So now so last week in Piskei Tshuva Yud Gimel, so the truth is Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet kind of go together here in terms of the Piskei Tshuva. So to review last week, the discussion in the second half of the Piskei Tshuva Yud Gimel was from the Shail Sutshuva's Arba Turi Evan. So the Arba Turi Evan was asked a question. Now apparently he was asked a question by the, Dvar Chaim, I think. Who I didn't know who the Dvar Chaim was, but the Dvar. One second, here, there we go. I wrote the Divrei Chaim. So not the Sanzer Divrei Chaim. Rather, the Divrei Chaim is the Rav Yaakov Milisa's parish on the Siddur. Who is Rav Yaakov Milisa? So that already is somewhat more prominent in yeshiva circles. So the Rav Yaakov Milisa is the Nesivus. All right, so Nesivus was the person who constantly was in fighting with the Ksos. Right, the Ksos and the Nesivus. That's the kishkas of learning Nezikin and Choshen Mishvat, and he also wrote the Chavos Das on Yoredeya. So if in Tzvicha students, he's known as the Chavos Das, and for Yeshivish guys, he's known as the Nesivus. But nobody knows him as the Divrei Chaim. But apparently, he wrote a parish on the Siddur, which is known as the Divrei Chaim. It is available on Hebrew Books, and I think it's from the Rebbe's library. I think the HebrewBooks.org. Apparently, a lot of their svarim come from the Friedeker Rebbe's library that he was able to rescue. The whole thing with the court case, with the library, the Ayin Telushkin's book on the Rebbe. But so I think the Hebrew Books got access to a lot of that library, and a lot of it was collected. In fact, I meant to put on the source sheet the page. I still have it. Hold on here.
Is that live? That's gotten out of Russia? Or it's still in Russia?
Yeah, I know. That's the one he got out of Russia. And then there's a question of who would gain ownership of it. I mean, there's
right. So where is it located?
Now? In 770.
In 770.
Didach Netzach, right? That we Didach Netzach, right? We were victorious. Here, so if you want to see what the cover page looks like, you could put on. Well, you could click on that. That click. So I'm click on that link. But anyways, so the so the question last week was from the Arba Turi Evan. Apparently the Divrei Chaim was the one who asked the question. He was on the questioning end that he asked about the houses that have the holes in the roof that they use for the sukkah. So if you have a mezuzah into the room that has schach on it for sukkahs, so when it's during sukkahs, it's not chayv and a mezuzah anymore. So he's wondering, why is it that we're not noheg to take the mezuzah down and then put it back up? And if you don't take it down, then when you cover up the roof, when you take down the schach and put the roof back on, so then is that not a problem of tasev alumina asui? Is that not a problem of you had a room that was exempt and now is a room that is chayv, but there's already a pre-placed mezuzah there, right? That was the question that was asked of the Arba Turi Evan. And the Arba Turi Evan responded by saying that he didn't think that it was a problem because he said, he said it's not totally putter during that time, meaning it's putter because it's diras arai, but in this situation it's considered diras kevin, diras keva. He says, and anyways, the last line here, v'od de'psul tasav lo mina aser lo havi el kishem mitchila nasav psul. It's only when you first put it up in a pusul way. But here, you put it up in a kosher way. And then it just became pusul in the meantime. And now it's becoming kosher again. So if it was put up in a kosher way, became pusul in the interim, and then became kosher again, says the Arba Turi Evan that he doesn't think that it's a problem. So that was last week. So he comes back again this week in the Piskei Tshuva. He writes again, where he says here, pater without the door, v'yesh mi shepoter, right? That was the Rambam, that those that are pater without a door. So v'chasev agon ma'ari, Melissa, as we go on to the next page, I think on to, what, page 5? Yeah. Piskechuva, right there, he says that even my Melissa besidder tefila shalo, which apparently is a divrei achayim. It took me a while to figure this out, right? The afladas haposkim sheim ein deles pater mi mezuzah. Even according to those poskim that say that if there's no door, you're pater mi mezuzah, im kava kishaya deles, if you put up a mezuzah when there was a door, the achar kach no tel deles, and then you took the door down, the choser vetola osa, that's not going to be a problem of tasa velomina asoy. And that's what he wrote. That's what I wrote in the previous thing in the name of the arbitrary evan. I'm sorry, he wasn't the questioner in the previous case. There was the questioner, and then the arbitrary evan. And now in Yudalid, he's quoting the nesivos as agreeing that if it was put up without a, it was put up in a chayiv way, meaning the door was there, and then you took the door down, and now you put the door back up again, so that's okay, that's going to be, that's not a problem of tasav lumina asoy, the chayiv of mezuzah is there, you know, plus you put it up at a time when it was already chayiv in mezuzah. So if you take a look on the next page, this is apparently a somewhat prominent dispute, because the Sefer Mezuzah, the Ogoro Alecha, the Emek Bracha, they all have this stira. So if you take a look here at number Tess on the next page in the Sefer Emek Bracha, the Emek Bracha of Avram Zev Pomeranchik, here is the Emek Bracha. You'll notice it's kind of big and skinny. I actually, which is very similar to the Chidushi HaGriz on the Rambam. So he was a Talmud of the Briska Rav. The Briska Rav Sefer on the Rambam is also like the same size, the same width, the same. The inside doesn't look the same, but the outside looks the same. So I think I told my father last week, right? There was a issue of the a podcast on the Sfarim podcast. Where they interviewed somebody who apparently just printed recently a sefer called the Mincha Ketana. The Mincha Ketana is a sort of a Minchas Chinuch on Mitzvos Derabanan. I mean, the Minchas Chinuch is a commentary on the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch highlighted 613 mitzvos. So the Minchas Chinuch then was a commentary on that, sort of, right? And has like his own style, the Minchas Chinuch. So apparently somebody just published a sefer called the Mincha Ketana where they took 20 Mitzvos Derabanan, wrote a Sefer HaChinuch about those 20 mitzvos, and then wrote a commentary around the outside called the Mincha Ketana, which is his commentary on the on these mitzvos derabanan. So anyway, apparently they printed it. They had the publisher and the writer on this podcast together, so they published it to look exactly like the Mincha Chinuch, meaning it looks the same black. Here's my Mincha Chinuch here, a little torn up, right? The same front, the same side, the same inside, where there's like side things and whatever, right? They wrote it to look exactly the same. So the interviewer was like, is that okay? Like, to take a sefer from 200 years ago and publish it in exactly the same way? Like, are you not concerned? So he said, well, we want people to buy the sefer. I mean, like, people have, there's tons of Sfarim coming up today, right? And all of them are good. There's a lot of quality material just because people just can't read them all, right? There's so much printed that nobody could possibly read them all. So this is a way to get noticed, and people will pick up our sefer. And he said, in fact, the tradition is that people that would copy their Rebbe's style of writing Sfarim. So like the Birchas Shmuel, the Birchas Shmuel, Rav Baruch Ber Leibovitz, so his sefer somewhat mimics the luck of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. And apparently maybe that's the same thing. The Emek Bracha mimics all of his sfarim. He has three sfarim. All of them kind of look the same weird, strange size like that. It doesn't actually fit on a standard bookshelf. So they all sort of look like that. Maybe it was to mimic his Rebbe, who also had whose main sefer looked like that as well. But anyways, the Emek Bracha raises the following question, right? So we just learned this. There it is. So Pischei Tshuva Sinan Reish Pevav Hevi V'Shem Tshuva's Arbitrary Evan U'V'Shem Divrei Achayim Dim Kava Mezuzah Bevayis V'Achakach Hisiru Hakiru Mehabayis O'Shnital Delz Mehabayis. Right, he says it's the same question, right? You built a mezuzah and then you took the roof off, or you put up a mezuzah and then you took the door away, according to the poskim that say Shem Ein Delz Patrimi Mezuzah. So achar kach kishachozrim. So when you go back later and you put on v'nosim alav hakiroi v'tolim hadeles ain't tzarich likach misham hamezuzah v'lachshuv likvoa. So you don't have to take the mezuzah down and put it back up. Michadlash mishum tasev lo mina asui. Why the psul tasev lo mina asui lo havi el kshmit chila nase b'psul. He says the whole problem of tasev lo mina asui is only when you didn't made pasul originally. It was made in a kosher way, and then, and when the cheder was chayv in the mezuzah, and then it became pasul, and v'nifter acheder, and the room became putter. When you go back and fix it up, it's not tasav lomina asui, right? Similar to the example last week with the sukkah, right? If you build a sukkah and then you put a roof over it to protect it from the rain, so then you take the roof off, that's not a problem of tasav lomina asui. But if you built a sukkah inside a room, and then you inside a house, and then you remove the roof, right? That would be a problem, right? So if you went to in Phoenix, the Phoenix football stadium had a retractable roof. So you pulled a sukkah in center field, in the middle of the football field, when the roof is closed, and then, oh, it's okay, when sukkahs comes, we'll open the roof, right? Because then maybe it won't be 115 degrees, it'll only be 98 degrees, so we'll take the roof off, right? So that would be a problem then of tasav lo min ha'asui, right? Okay, so that's that we got so far. He says, however, wait a second, this seems to go against the din, in Or HaChaim. He says, Hinei ikr din zem mevur b'shulchan Or HaChaim sim tezvav sif bezel inyan tzitzis. What's there? Dim nikra haknaf im hatzitzis mi'abeged. He says, the corner of the garment came off with the tzitzis. So, kishachozer umachabro b'habeged ein tzarech lahatir tzitzis. Right? Sounds like it's the same thing. Right? When you go back and put it on the beged, you don't have to undo the tzitzis. V'lo mifslu, what tzitzis mishum tasev v'lo mina asui, kim detchila asiyas habeged, ze have b'kashrus. He says, originally he did it, it was kasher. I mean, what's going on here? So you have a talus, all of a sudden the corner of your talus tears off. Well, let's start this way. You buy a talus, actually, Mark Solomon sent this to me a couple weeks ago. Apparently there's a product you could buy on Amazon, like Velcro tzitzis strings, where you actually have the thing here, and you can attach it to the end of the garment, right? You can find I could track that. Mark Solomon sent this to me saying like is this a thing? Like, is this really so he.
Sounds like the same category as a Velcro payas that you can put on their hat.
Right. Similar to that, exactly. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to find it. It was a little while ago. I get a lot of texts from him. No. So anyways, so you could check that. He said, is this a thing? I suggested this is a thing for high school guys who don't want to wear tzitzis, but just don't want their rebbies to bother them. So you just stick that in their pocket and let it fall out. But anyways, that would be a problem of tasav lo mina asui. I mean, you actually have to put the strings in unknotted and then knot them up afterwards. But, he says, if you have a tzitzis and it tears off, so it says the Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to sew it back on. Why? Because the tzitzis were put on b'kasher, it became pusel, but now you're putting it back on b'kasher again, you're just replacing that which is already there, and that should be okay. So far, so good. He says, however, the Mishnah Berurah says in the name of the, there he is, the Divrei HaChaim, right, the Nesivus, the Zed Dafke im Kodem Shenischaber HaKnaf BeHaBeged Haya Beged Bar Chiyuva. He says that's only if before you attach the corner to the beged was still chayiv in tzitzis. Shayu lo dal knafus. There are four corners. Avali nikrami menu haknaf be eagle. But if it came off in a circle or something, v'nase bar gimel knafus. And therefore it was a three-cornered garment. V'nifter mitzvah. Therefore it became putter. Sulo mahani achibur. Right? It doesn't work. You have to release the tzitzis because of tasav lo min asui. V'lefize, and therefore, gam l'inyan mezuzah, im natlu hakiroi odeles mehabayis, the nifter mi mezuzah, diyish bazeh mishum tasav lo min asui. So it should be the same thing by mezuzah too, that if the room became putter in mezuzah, so it should be a problem of tasav lo min asui, because it didn't exist in the interim. Miatema al haladivri achayim, the dvar of sisri haadadeh, the mashakasu mezuzah mitzitzah. He says, I don't understand the divri achayim where he seems to be soser himself, where he seems to contradict himself between what he writes in Hilchos Mezuzah versus Hilchos Tzitzis. Okay? We hear the question. I don't see anybody. I'm looking at the source sheet on the screen, right? Okay, so that's the question. Why is it that by Mezuzah he seems not to be concerned about Tassav Lamina Asoy, and while Tzitzis he is? So in the Sefer Agur Bo'alecha, so you can see here, right? So he quotes here, right? The Stiras B'das Adurit Hirbe, he quotes the Emek Bracha, that's our question. And then on the top left here, he says, V'nira Liashev. He says, I think even Divrei Achayim, Kishanasa, Bekashrus, Ein Bo Mishum Tassav Elmenasu. It's still not a problem. Zehudafka, that case is only, Heichashasiya Harishona Adayin Kayemes. When the first thing you made is still existent. Rachnistalka Chiyuv, you just removed the Chiyuv, you just removed the obligation. Right? Dumi the Heisir Esadelis Vechzira. I mean, you took the door off and then you put it back. Shalom Nafka Chibur HaMezuzah Mezuzah V'Levayis, El Rak HaBayis Niftar. He says, it's still a room and it's still a doorway. Right, it's still a space. It's just it happens to be putter during that time. Shereen mitzvah lechaber. There's no mitzvah to connect it there. But it's not like you destroyed the space. So when it goes back to being chayiv, it's not a problem. Tassav lamina asu ikim shemaisa kviya nasav hechsher v'osa maisa lo nistak mil. That never left. But when it comes to the when the first asiya doesn't exist anymore. For example, the mezuzah comes off from the door. The mezuzos ha-pesach me-ha-pesach. Af shenasis mitchil v'kashrus, kemish etzorach asiyah chadasha, v'chaber sal mezuzah l'shar, tzorach shenos asiyah tiyah b'shas achiyev. But when you put it, actually putting it back up, so then you're going to be chayev. So therefore, we would say that the mitzvah of making tzitzis, he chibur ha-tzitzis l'chol ha-beged v'lo rak l'kanfusav. He says, well, when it comes to tzitzis, the chiv of tzitzis is on the entire garment. Meaning he's suggesting by mezuzah, the chiv is to put it on the doorway, but the doorway of a room that is chayiv in mezuzah. But if the room becomes putter for a little while, and then becomes chayiv again, the doorway always was intact. But when it comes to a talus garment is entirely chayiv in mezuzah at once, in tzitzis at once, such that if you all of a sudden remove it, the entire article of clothing is no longer a talus at all, and therefore you would have to sew it back on. And the truth is, it sounds like you would actually have to sew all of them back on, meaning you would have to release all of the tzitzis and tie them all back into place. Okay, so that is so that is a continuation of the Tassav Lomina Asoi discussion from last week. Okay, the next thing has to do with many doorways into one room. That seems to be a steer. It's something that we learned a couple of weeks ago, but I think was going to be a chatzi shir, meaning sort of only that was too long to cover tonight. Anyways, we just get started on it, so maybe we'll just leave that all for next week. Emir Sosham. Okay, so that's that. But anyways, the doorway thing is important. I mean, it comes up often. Like people will do a mezuzah placement ceremony or something, and do it in an archway, right? So that's a big you can't make a bracha under those circumstances. The truth is, in most places where they're doing a mezuzah making ceremony, you can't make a bracha. Anyways, I mean, most of these places are not going to be chayv and mezuzah because it's a shul or because it's a an office building or something like that. It's not going to be chayv anyways. But even when they are, so you have to make sure that that's one of the rules that you need in order to make a bracha on mezuzah, that it be put on a room only with that has an actual door on it in order to make the mezuzah to be yotzi the shita saramba.
The assumption is that there are hinges. I mean, doors always have hinges.
I don't know. What do you mean?
The Gemara talks about like when they opened stores on Yontif, that they had some panels that they would put up, and then they would take the panel off and put it down and use it as a table.
Yeah.
So those weren't with hinges. They were.
I think the hinge thing is in where there are hinges. Meaning there it is possible sometimes that you're left with a complete tie on the and we'll get to this. Meaning you have between two rooms. And which way do you put the mezuzah so you could end up in a tie? And then when do you put the mezuzah, right? So you guess, I don't know, you do the best you can. Rav Moshe, I think, actually writes in Shuvah that you don't put a mezuzah up at all in those cases. I mean, you're at that point are exempt. So I think there's all sorts of discussion about what he wrote there. But anyways, I don't think there's an aside. It's just that the Heckert seer is the is a tiebreaker. I think that's all that's saying. Heckert seer doesn't necessarily give you much, as he pointed out in a most industrial buildings, right? The Heckert seer is actually going the other way than we otherwise would have thought, right? But the Heckert, because most like in a school, so all the doors open out from the classroom, not into the classroom, right? Which is why in a Chabad school, most of the mezuzahs seem to be on the wrong side of the door. But they're all coming out of the classrooms as opposed to going into the classrooms, was they paskin based on Heckert seer. But yeah, I don't think it had to be. I mean, we also have in the Gemara in Shabbos discusses the windows where they would take the window out and put it next, so it goes to become muksa. So presumably they had that with doors too, right? There was just a door that was in place, and you took it out, and you put it to the side.
So a chiyuv, like the Rambam says, is not dependent on the hinge; it's dependent on a door being there in what form. Is that what I'm saying?
For sure, I think so. Like if you have a sliding door that just goes into the wall. Right, like an aron that goes into the wall or something like that. So I think the Rambam would say that's a door. I mean, the Rambam's problem is that if there's no door there, it's not a serious door. Right, it's not serious unless there's an actual physical door there. It has to be like a gate to the city. A gate to the city obviously would have to have a door there because you got to keep the enemies out. I think that's what the Rambam is saying. So if you have a door there even without a hinge, I assume the Rambam would say that that's fine. All right. Okay. Chag Sameach, everybody.